The Spring Inventory Liquidation Sale has started at one of the largest men's clothing stores in Chicago. Suits 2020 has suits at 60% off, 70% off, even 80% off. Buy one, get two free. Buy one, get three free. You name it, we've got it. Executive suits, normally $550, are now buy one, get four free, or pay just $110 each. Suits made in Italy, normally $795, on sale for $210. Now that's better than buy one, get two free, and only at Suits 2020. Slim fit suits and suits with vests have just arrived and are on sale. Beautiful silk ties have been reduced to $7 and dress pants marked down to $20. Hundreds of boys' suits are on sale and marked down along with boys' shirts and ties with discounts of up to 80% off. You won't believe the savings at Suits 2020. The entire store is on sale for only 1 week, so don't miss it. Suits 2020 is located at 7651 North Caldwell in Niles. Call 847-676-2020. That's 847-676-2020.
Signees tonight.
The Bears have made their pick.
With the seventh pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Kevin White, wide receiver, West Virginia.
Get all the details and reaction right here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald, and the Chicago Wolves are in the playoffs. For information on the games or tickets, just go to chicagowolves.com. The Bears and the NFL back to work tonight for the second and third round of the NFL Draft at the Auditorium Theater. And the Bears will pick 39th and 71st overall. Last night, Bears went with Kevin White, the receiver out of West Virginia, and White says he kind of knew it was coming.
The Bears are definitely one of those teams. This is where I was hoping and praying I would end up. Just after the private visit that I had here, it was a great feeling. And I told my girlfriend and my dad, I think, that I think I'm going to end up in Chicago. And I didn't tell too many people, but I just told my family and girlfriend.
That's the newest Bear on with Dan Bernstein and Hub Arkish last hour here on The Score. Kevin White, 6'3", 215. He runs a 4.35 40, and he fills the void left by Brandon Marshall. Game one of the second round series between the Hawks and Wild getting started tonight on the west side. Third straight year between the Hawks and Wild in the postseason, but the Hawks have never eliminated the same team in three straight postseasons. Corey Crawford between the pipes for the Blackhawks. And they also signed Russian Artemi Panarin to a two-year development deal today, and game one tonight of the Tampa Bay and Montreal series up north as well. Baseball, Brewers and Cubs at Wrigley Field, and the Score's David Schuster is there with a live update. David?
All right, Matt, there's been lots of base runners for both teams, but only one run scored so far in this game, and it came back in the third inning for the Cubs. Addison Russell, his first major league home run. It went into the empty bleacher still under construction in left field. Cubs leading this game 1-0. We're now top six. John Lester has settled down. He had a rocky start. He's allowed three hits, one walk. He struck out four with a hit batter. And again, the Cubs lead it now 1-0. We're in the sixth inning. Live at Wrigley, David Schuster on WSCR, The Score.
White Sox continue in Minnesota tonight. Jose Quintana goes against Kyle Gibson. Bulls getting ready for game one in Cleveland on Monday night. Game six tonight between the Atlanta Hawks and Brooklyn Nets. Atlanta can close it out. Also, Billy Donovan introduced today as the new head coach of the OKC Thunder. This scoreboard update brought to you by Subway. The new turkey Italiano melt from Subway. Tender, juicy turkey, Genoa salami, and pepperoni, fresh toasted with melty provolone and drizzled with tangy new Subway vinaigrette. Subway, eat fresh. Your Menards 670 weather forecast, plenty of sunshine this afternoon. High of 66, a little cooler by the lake. Some clouds tonight, dropping down to an overnight low of 50 degrees. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the radio home of White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score tonight, 6:35, when the White Sox take on the Twins on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Del Frisco's Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Highland, Indiana. Here is Jude on The Score.
Hi, Jude.
Hey, Jude. Who's your guy?
Kevin White is my man. He's big, strong, fast, productive.
We don't need the editorializing because that's beside the point. Big, strong, physically imposing, playmaking receiver who elevated his game as a senior, showed he could be a difference maker with a backup quarterback. Followed up an incredibly productive, dominating season with an even better combine, showing in all facets to eliminate any questions about his speed or the offense in which he thrived. A top 10 cinch with instant impact, perennial Pro Bowl potential. A top 10 pick. That is Kevin White from West Virginia. That's yes, please to that.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Matt Bowen.
I think that's how you build a football team. You build a team up front on both sides of the ball. You get guys that are nasty and physical to hit you in the mouth for four quarters. But that's never going to go out of style. And I always say that. You know, Kevin White, Amari Cooper, if they're there, you have to have that discussion. I understand that. And if they select one of those guys, hey, those are great football players. Those are top 10 wide receivers.
Curtis Conway is with us.
This wide receiver class is deep. I think if you have a top 10, unless you get Amari Cooper or Kevin White sitting there, yeah, maybe you go take that. But I think if you don't, especially the Bears, I think you can get a really solid wide receiver in the second round. I don't know if I go there. If I need defense, I think I go defense.
Idiot Bernstein
over there on the Score.
Dan Bernstein. Hub Arkish.
It's a Friday on the road. It's a business trip.
I've got a way.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
304 Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. It's the Boers and Bernstein show, and Hub Arkish is in for Terry Boers. Getting some reaction via email to that Mike Florio story that you point out seemed somewhat odd. To say the least. And this is from Teddy, who says, I don't understand Florio's angle there at all. The Bears don't care about patching things up with Cutler. He's their inherited Drew Bledsoe when they want Tom Brady, their inherited Matt Flynn when they want Russell Wilson. In other words, he's not management's guy, so who cares?
Absolutely right. But even beyond that, I think where Florio and Peter may have been trying to go is just, oh, well, the Bears are going to continue to have problems at quarterback because Jay's unhappy. He's not going to play. Of course he's going to play. Once he's on the football field, whether he does it well or continues to turn the ball over, but he's going to do what he can to try and play as well as he can. And this is people just trying to make intrigue. When you talk to players and any player, the first thing they're going to tell you is, hey, this is part of the business. We talked to Cutler. I talked to Cutler on Tuesday. Tuesday. And he said, everybody asked him, he said, hey, it's the nature of the business. I understand. He said, I'm here now, and I'm happy to be here, and I love what we're doing. And he said all the right things. He's going to continue to say all the right things, and he's going to try to do the right things because he knows, at the end of the guaranteed money in this contract, he's still going to be 33 years old, which in quarterback life there should be another contract, And he wants to play, and he wants to get paid. So he can't do that if he plays badly.
We've had a bunch of guests on this show so far, having already had conversations with Matt Miller, Steve Stone, and Kevin White. And we have an opportunity now to grab some phone calls, which we have not done. 312-644-6767. So we will get that started with Kenny in Dixon on the Score. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Kenny.
It's good to talk to you. I got a couple names for you in the second and third round, and I want to know what you think. The second round is Eddie Goldman or the safety out of Alabama, Landon Collins. And then the third round, knowing that your guy has said that the tight end, I can't
Max
think
Williams?
Of his name right now.
Oh, Martellus Bennett.
Yeah. And I was wondering if Max Williams might be there, or maybe a running back like the kid from Boise State might be there.
A J.I. Yeah, Kenny, Eddie Goldman and Landon Collins would both look great at 39. In fact, they'd look so good that I fear they're going to go 32 through 38. Everybody's now had all night and all day today to restack their boards and say, where do we go wrong? Collins, I had a feeling this could happen. You saw it happen last year with Clinton Dix. He just didn't fall as far. For some reason, these teams aren't in love with these Alabama safeties, and yet Clinton Dix came in and played very well.
Now, isn't Collins one who's more of an in-the-box,
yes,
downhill run stuffer and not a rangy center field type? They need more of that. Unfortunately, this year, I wish there was a guy who was the opposite.
Yeah.
They say maybe isn't quite the same headed toward the line of scrimmage or playing in the box, but boy, can he cover ground back there.
Well, and that guy is the guy the Packers took last night, and the Packers took him apparently to play a nickel or a slot corner, Demaryius Randall from Arizona State. The rest of these safeties are going to have coverage issues. Eddie Goldman it, to me, is one of the two or three biggest surprises of yesterday that he did not go in the first round. And I just can't see him lasting through six more picks today to get to the Bears.
Now, that is the biggest damn Goldman I've ever seen, too.
Yeah, he's obviously on our kind of Goldman.
that's a big damn Goldman.
Jordan Phillips, who is a similar type player, is more likely to be available at 39, would also be a nice pick. As far as Max Williams at 71, I think that's probably about where he fits, but he's going to be the first tight end off the board, and I don't know if the other 31 teams are going to wait through 70 picks to let him get there.
Ian Rappaport notes that Jameis Winston has signed with the Bucs 4 years, $23.35 million, with a signing bonus of $16.7 million. You see the controversy over the picture that he tweeted last night that he was celebrating by eating crab legs?
You know, I heard the controversy, but I didn't see the picture. So now, is he never allowed to eat crab legs again?
It was a classic moment of unbridled Twitter outrage. Is he supposed to either not joke about it? You have to be more serious. And there were people. There were hot takes that this proves he has terrible judgment. This proves he'll never be a great quarterback because he would do something like this. I mean, seriously, I'm with you. That, like, all right, okay, that thing's kind of over now.
I've always found crab legs to be too much work for me. But, I mean, if you like them, you got to eat them. Obviously, he likes them.
Agree with you on snow crab. Disagree on king crab.
So.